A wave of migrant crime engulfing America. By Warner Todd Houston on July 1, 2024. A wave of serious migrant crime continues to sweep across America as President Joe Biden and his surrogates defend the wide-open border policies drawing millions of aliens to cascade unvetted across our borders. American citizens and their children are being stolen from, beaten, raped, and murdered by illegals in every corner of the country, even as millions of illegal migrants gobble up federal and state welfare dollars for free housing, free health care, food, clothing, education, legal services, and more. Here are just a few examples of the crime America wave faces. Retail theft rings. Migrant retail theft rings have exploded across the country. In one case, authorities in Port Charlotte, Florida, reported the arrests of two undocumented women who were arrested after being suspected of shoplifting. Charlotte County Sheriff's officials say that Carla Soto and Genesee Reyes were found in possession of more than $6,000 in stolen merchandise. The New England area was also plagued with an organized retail theft ring operating out of Maine and Massachusetts. Police in Maine arrested four individuals who have been in and out of jail for theft over the last 5 years. In February, authorities in the western Philadelphia suburb of West Whiteland Township reported ongoing clashes with organized gangs of retail thieves made up of illegal border crossers. Police officials identified at least three gangs of migrants responsible for the theft of thousands of dollars of merchandise in the area. Many other areas of the country have also been hit by roaming bands of migrant thieves. Chicago and its suburbs have been inundated by waves of thefts, often at the hands of organized migrant gangs. Early this year, authorities in the western suburb of Oak Brook noted an increase of thefts in multiple retail outlets were being perpetrated by illegals who have been traced back to migrant shelters in Chicago. Related, 27 illegals found inside horse trailer during traffic stop. Other areas in the Chicago region have also reported gangs of illegals engaged in criminal activities. Nearby Lake County, Illinois, located just north of Chicago, reported that a migrant gang was suspected of operating a theft ring targeting businesses. Authorities in Michigan found similar circumstances after a gang of migrants from Chile were arrested for robbing a Macy's store in Oakland County. In addition, a pair of Chilean illegals were nabbed in Gulf Shores, Alabama, and charged with robbing a jewelry store. New York City has also been beset with packs of illegals riding scooters and mopeds rampaging across the city. In one case, one of these gangs assaulted a 62-year-old woman and dragged her down the street. Chicago is experiencing a similar problem. It was reported late last year that arrests of Venezuelan illegal aliens rose more than 11,000% since 2021. In addition, both the city and the suburbs are being plagued with organized retail theft rings operated by migrants. Crime by illegals in Los Angeles also soared in 2023. ICE officials arrested 73,822 non-citizens with criminal histories last year. ICE added, this group had 290,178 associated charges and convictions with an average of 4 per individual. These included 33,209 assaults, 4,390 sex and sexual assaults, 7,520 weapons offenses, 1,713 charges or convictions for homicide, and 1,655 kidnapping offenses. Pickpocket rings. Large gangs of pickpocket gangs have also been growing in cities such as Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York. It has become so bad in New York City that the NYPD has created a new pickpocket task force to begin dealing with the rising number of incidents on mass transit and among tourists visiting the Big Apple. This is organized crime. It's just like the mafia, Paul DiGiacomo, president of the city's Detectives Endowment Association, told the New York Post. Sexual assault. The news media is also filling up with report after report of illegal aliens recently released by Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and Border Patrol, who then go on to rape and sexually assault women and girls from coast to coast. To name just a few incidents, just days ago, a migrant from Turkey who sneaked across the southern border last year was arrested in the sanctuary state of New York for raping a 15-year-old girl in Albany, New York. Related, DPS agents discover 29 illegal immigrants inside of stash house in Webb County, Texas. In New York City, A migrant from Ecuador was arrested for raping a 13-year-old girl at knife point on broad daylight in Queens, New York. Police added that the migrant reportedly filmed the attack on his cell phone. In May, a group of three illegals from Guatemala, two of whom pleaded guilty, were accused of gang raping a deaf woman who they abducted off the street in Santa Fe, New Mexico, on June 13. Also in May, an illegal arrested and accused of raping a teenage girl in Prattville, Alabama, was simply released by Biden's DHS despite the charges by local police that he had raped a girl in the bathroom of a local restaurant. Murder. Migrants have also been responsible for a growing list of heinous murders, usually of young women, that have become a defining trait of Biden's dangerous open border policies. The latest outrageous crime was perpetrated against 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungari of Houston, Texas, who was abducted, raped, and murdered under a bridge on June 23. Her murderers were two illegals from Venezuela, Johan Jose Martinez Rangel, 22, and Franklin Pena, 26. But little Jocelyn is just one of a long, long list of Americans whose lives have been snuffed out by Joe Biden's illegal border crossers. In February, Lack and Hope Riley, a 22-year-old medical student, was murdered by an illegal alien who crossed the southern border in 2022. The murder occurred on the campus of the University of Georgia, Athens, and officials arrested 26-year-old Jose Antonio Ibarra for the crime. Related, illegals break into house to evade officers. Bad idea. In another case, law enforcement officials accused an illegal immigrant of raping and killing Rachel Morin, a mother of five children, in Bel Air, Maryland. An illegal alien from El Salvador, identified as 23-year-old Victor Martinez Hernandez, was arrested. Police in Midland, Texas, arrested Rogelio Ortiz Olivas, 50, on charges that he caused a traffic accident that ended up killing a 10-year-old boy who was walking home from school. An illegal alien from El Salvador was accused of shooting two Chick-fil-A employees in Irving, Texas, this month. And a Mexican national was arrested and accused of murdering Ruby Garcia in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The lists above, as long as they are, is nowhere near comprehensive, as there are thousands of other crimes just like them across the country. But they serve as illustrative of the growing crime problem Joe Biden is importing into this nation with his border crisis. And these incidents aren't even to mention the human trafficking, gang crime from groups such as MS-13 and Tren de Aragua, and the drug cartel crime that is skyrocketing in the U.S. today. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.